Peace, how y'all doing? Welcome to Israel.com. Peace, how y'all doing? Welcome to Israel Doctrines Huddle on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to call in, the phone number is 563-999-3083. This is my first show in a long time, so I really don't know how to conduct myself. But I'm live on YouTube also. You can go to Israel Doctrine Reloaded and check out the live commentary. You can see my face and stuff when somebody makes a ugly statement, and I make a face. So I don't know. The mic's open. All right, people, you can call in if you want to. Tell people we here. If you would like to call in, call in. But if not, I'm cool. I done paid the money. I'm going to be here. If you remember me on the huddle, I did it whether nobody was there or not. It don't matter if you there or not. I done paid my money. I'm going to get my money's worth. So, I hope the huddle is picking me up because I'm speaking on this telephone, too. I hope it's doing what needs to be done. But I ain't got no problem looking like a fool, y'all. I was over there for a while. I had readers come through. They started messing with me and my reading abilities and stuff. I don't care, people. You got to know I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to show y'all how much I don't care, though. So the topic of the day is, why did hip-hop uncensored censor me, a censor Israel Doctrine? Because I'm Carl Lambert. But Israel Doctrine, that's an entity of his own. It's a principality of his own. I don't control it. Why do you think they censored me in the hip-hop conversation on pedophilia, dealing with Afrika Bambaataa and his pederasty, which is the sexual feeling for a young boy instead of a young lady? Because if he wanted a young lady, it would be called pedophile. He would be a pedophile, but he's a pederast because he wanted to sex young boys. Wanted to sex him so bad, he drug-induced a young man April the 1st, 2013, and date raped him. The young man didn't like that. He woke up, and he gave a knife to Afrika Bambaataa, which made Afrika Bambaataa feel some kind of way. And he gave a picture to the big YouTuber, Hassan Camel. What's up to all you Hassan Camel fans out there? Hey, you know what? I found myself last night thinking about what Hassan said, and I said, I agree with Hassan. Y'all want to know what I agree with Hassan Camel on? He said, if you protect a pedophile or a pederast, Afrika Bambaataa, then you're a pedophile. You're a pederast because you're protecting the guy that's doing the stuff. Why? Because you're just like him. So, you know what? Sinetta is a pedophile. He's a pederast. He's a sexual deviant. You know he got a couple wives, right? He's a sexual deviant because he's protecting Afrika Bambaataa. Troy Star Terrain, he's a pedophile. He's a pederast because he's protecting Afrika Bambaataa. Hassan Camel himself is protecting Afrika Bambaataa. That makes Hassan Camel a what? A pedophile and a pederast. Layla Wells is protecting Afrika Bambaataa. So you know what that makes her? A pedophile or a pederast, however you want to. She might not be a pederast because she might not want to sex little girls, but she's down for it. She's in the culture. She's trapped in that culture. So like I said, y'all got to join me in this conversation. I know y'all scared of the big conglomerate. I know y'all scared of Khalil or Money. Think he going to call the FBI on somebody. I don't care. I call the FBI too. What the fuck? I'm not scared of the FBI, right? Y'all seen me call them live a couple times, right? That in itself should have the whole community talking about me as if I'm Tekashi 6ix9ine. But they won't talk about me. You know why? Because they know I hold the keys to Afrika Bambaataa downfall. And if you blow me up, Africa Bambaataa will end up falling. If Bambaataa falls, then hip-hop falls. Am I lying? Why is hip-hop uncensored, a hip-hop news uncensored, should I say, why are they censoring me? Layla Wells sent them an email. Oh, God, sent it to me before I had to go to court and face that slap case. It didn't never come out in court because she dropped the case. She heard me talking on YouTube and different places about how she gonna get in trouble once they let me open my mouth. We had a case. We had a court. We went to court. You know who talked? She talked. She talked for like 3 hours. She talked for like 3 hours. All I can say is, I don't agree with that. Where's the evidence? That's all I can say. And then when it was my time to go to court, because they kicked us out of court because she wasn't prepared, and she took 3 hours, and they like, we don't want to hear him, right? When we were supposed to go back to court and we went there to do it, she like, I'm throwing this away. I don't want to deal with this dude no more. Hopefully he get locked up in Arkansas or something happened to him. Oh, she was pissed. But she gave that case up. She threw that motherfucker back at the judge. Y'all can have this. I don't want to mess with this guy no more. Now, I might be pissing off again because when she closed out, she was basically saying it with prejudice or non-prejudice. I'm not the court guy. She was basically saying, hey, look, if he keeps starting this shit, I'm going to have his ass up in court again. She don't want it. Because the same threats, quote unquote, that I made, or the promises, I should say. I shouldn't say I threatened. That'll get me back in court again, right? But I let her know, you pursue this anymore. And when I get to open my mouth and I get to dealing with this documentation that I still ain't gave the public yet, you're going to be in trouble, miss. Miss Smollett, because she's Jussie Smollett all day. You ain't Cook County, Chicago, Illinois, pulling some Jason Smollett stuff. She did what the white woman did in New York City. I'm out here, a black man is doing this. A black man, see, she don't know my status as an Israelite. She figured she'd take a black man to court and get me Emmett Till. You know Emmett Till from Chicago, too. She wanted to get me Emmett Till. She tried to get me in Cook County and had them GDs or some other gang, whoever's affiliated with that Black Panther son, Fred Hampton Jr., and this and that, because she affiliated with Chicago's. She might know JoJo Capone. I know she know Fred Hampton Jr., and if you watch Judas Black, Fred Hampton was messing with the gangs. Yeah, she was going to try to get somebody to kill me in Cook County, Illinois. It would have been easy if they would have got me back there in the population to try. I don't know if they would have succeeded. You got to talk to the Lord God of Israel. If he said, Carl's is gone today, I would have been gone. But he said, Carl has made bail and Carl take his ass home. Had my sister waiting out there. Cause let me see, when did I make bail? I made bail about midday, 1 or 2 o'clock, right? Midday. I ain't get home till like 2 o'clock. I couldn't get up out of Cook County until like 2 o'clock. It was raining. It was bad. But it is what it is. Call the phone number. You ain't got to be scared. It's 5 of y'all out there. Somebody have the nuts, the galls to call the phone and talk a little bit. At least call it. You ain't even got to raise your hand for me to talk. Let me know that you can hear me on the phone line. Or just go to Blog Talk Radio. Goddamn fly flying around. Go to Blog Talk Radio and tell me if you can hear me. Y'all want to help me out? Y'all don't want to help me out at all, huh? It's cool. It's cool. I'm going to keep doing this, and I'm going to go and listen to it after the show. And then I know I don't need your help. If you don't want to help, F you. If you don't want to help, F you. You don't want to call in? You don't want to tell me if you can hear me? I already paid. I'm not going to lose the money. I'm going to do the show. If you don't record over there, I'm recording it on YouTube. What's up, Jaquel? So, what y'all want to do? Get it on. Y'all ain't got a call. Might need to turn this fan off, though. Oh, shit, I might start sweating and stuff. Whew, I got to get some AC back in this house. But see, first I got to put some sheetrock on the roof. I ain't going to put it on the wall. I'm going to put the sheetrock on the roof. Then the air will stay in the room. It won't float up into the ceiling. Then once I put the sheetrock up, hey, that's what it is. AC is back. Now, it's all good. I'm just showing that people scary. Everybody be talking noise. You should have took him down. You should have did this. But y'all won't call into this show and talk. Ain't nobody seeing you. You scared to let somebody hear your voice? You afraid one of your friends will say, that was so-and-so on that phone. Y'all some scary black folks. Y'all some scary black folks. But the phone number, if you would like to call in, is 563-999-3080. But I know I just scared everybody with this conversation. That's why people ain't over here no more. I told you I called Darren Marion. Darren Marion don't come over here. That mother say I got some more business. Now, me and Darren Marion, we had a conversation on some real stuff. He should have been over here if nobody else. Because he wanted me to pursue this. He told me if I pursue this, that, and that. But he's not around anymore. Everybody left me high and dry. Damn, but it's all good. So I got an hour and 47 minutes. I think I'm going to stay over here this hour and 47 minutes. I'm going to probably hang up and call for my lunch. Hey, will you bring me some lunch? Because I plan on being here for a while. Y'all ain't got to be here. My ass gonna stay watch. You're gonna keep it on this. There's seven people here now. I'm telling y'all, get the hell away from here. Y'all don't want to participate? Be gone. Y'all ain't gonna want to leave, though, because y'all want to see if, oh, God, them gonna hear and call in. You waiting on the drummer. You waiting on the drummer. You want to see the drummer. You want to hear the drummer. It's all good. I'm like the drummer king. I'm not K Slate, but I'm the drummer king. I'm the YouTube drummer king. We're going to have some drummer today, if possible. I think everybody running from this drummer. Africa Bambaataa, he ain't brave enough to call in, because I'd be the first black person to interview Bambaataa if he called that number, 563-999-3083. Sarnetta, he mad that I've been talking about his second wife. He ain't going to call in. Shaft ain't going to call in. Her son ain't going to. Ain't nobody going to call that damn phone number. But it's all good. Because you know what? I got a whole month, starting from today, 30 days to do this. I use the same damn title every day. Y'all know I'm the drip. I'm the drip, man. I will drip your ass to death. Y'all think I'm bluffing. I'm not bluffing. I'm for real. I ain't got nothing else to do. I'm sitting there crippled. I'm waiting on disability to call and send me to a doctor so they can say, oh, yeah, the nigga crippled. Y'all owe him some money. It's been a couple months now. Y'all owe him some money. It's going to be a little lump. It ain't going to be that big, but it should be enough. So it don't matter to me. I'm still eating. I'm still gonna get fat. I ain't gonna get that fat, but I'm 220 now. I was 218 when I left the hospital, so I done gained a couple pounds. I'll look to get that 240 and 250 and shit again. That's a little too much for me. It's probably one of the reasons I had a stroke too, because of that weight. But hey, what's up, y'all? Y'all ain't gonna ask me or make statements about, oh God, them censoring me. They got a YouTube channel that says uncensored, and then they censored me. What the hell is that? I don't understand it. I don't get it. Why did they censor me? All them big time people that they be having over there. Maybe because my conversation was over there, the Illuminati told them, hey, if you don't get that Negro off your thing, we're going to shut you down. Because, you know, Oh God was in the black media, right? He was in the conscious community. And he was doing the same thing I did, banging on Sarnetta and stuff. But then, one day, I hooked him and Lex Vortex up. Him, Lex, and Solomon, they all got together. And they was banging on Sarnetta. But then Sarnetta did like Star. Hey, come sit down and talk to me. I make you an offer you can't refuse. And they went up to Washington, D.C. You remember when they went up to Washington, D.C.? The black dude with the fro, Cornell or whatever, Michael Dice. What's the man's name? I don't know who these people are. What's the dude's name? The yellow dude with the fro. Him and Malik Zulu Shabazz had a debate. Oh God and Solomon was there. They went and met up with Sarnetta. That's when Uncensored Hip Hop was born. And you see, they talk to all the celebrities now. They talk to them all now. Back in the days, they was good in the black media, but they revenued. They made a whole new venue. Old guy got rid of Sotomayor. They might still talk in the back, but he ain't over there on Uncensored Hip Hop. That phone number is 563-999-3083. I dare you to call it. I dare you to call it. Cornell West, that's his name. Y'all remember that? Because before that, they was up in Ohio. It was Polite, Cornell West, and all them other people. They was going at, what's the ex-president name? Damn, Donald Trump. They was going at Donald Trump. They was starting stuff with Donald because he was about to come into office. Because this ain't been nothing but a four-year battle between me and the community. 2016 is when it started. So it's more like a five, but, you know, this year ain't up, but, yep. This been going on ever since Donald Trump was the president. Now Joe Biden is the president, they say. So I've been kicking up dust for a minute now. I think I'm going to sit here and not talk and not put this on Blog Talk. Y'all don't want to participate, but it's all good. I can have fun by myself. When Missy Ellie had the song I used to play in the club, I ain't afraid to touch myself. I ain't afraid to talk to myself. I ain't going to talk back. Because then y'all be like, see, that Negro crazy. He talking back to himself. But I ain't afraid to talk to myself. You ain't got to come talk to me. To hell with you. I'm going to just make you mad. I'm going to make you mad. You're going to say, man, we're not going to this YouTube channel. I hate I subscribe to it. Let me unsubscribe and all that. F y'all, though. And to Dennis, where's Waldo? We looking for Waldo around this motherfucker. Where that young man at? So, pause for a minute. I ain't going to talk for a minute because, hey, I paid the money. I can blow the conversation or whatever. It's my money. So we'll blow this whole conversation, this whole topic, this whole time period, if y'all don't want to join. Though people was over there looking at the video with Uncensored Hip Hop, y'all don't want to participate in this. It's cool. It's cool. I understand that the community is scared of the Zulu Comedic Moors. Y'all scared of the Comedics. Y'all scared of the Moors. Y'all scared of the Zulus. I never seen a community so, you know, when I watched Rock and they had the drug dealers and Rock brought them into the house and was threatening to kill them and choke them and do different stuff. These niggas is like drug dealers. They got y'all scared. They on y'all block. They in y'all community. They touching y'all children and y'all scared. Y'all frightened. It's a shame. It's a shame. Boy, I've been getting a lot of emails lately. A lot of business talk. But hey, it's a shame. But I wonder, how far do I got to go before y'all believe me? Because y'all don't believe this stuff is real. Y'all believe I lost my mind and I'm just playing. Calling the feds and the feds like, who that dude? We ain't trying to listen to him. It's all good, though. It's called media, people. Social media at that. It's called media. I keep getting this conversation out there. Pretty soon, somebody going to call me and say, I want to talk to you. Some big-time network going to call. We need this conversation on our channel. That's how hip-hop Uncensored. That's what happened. Oh, God knew what was going on. He watched me all the time. He knew what I was saying over here, and he wanted it over there on hip-hop Uncensored. But then when the person dropped that email and said, hey, look at him, you can get in trouble talking to Carl. They took my goddamn video down. They censored me. They said, hey, we wanna interview whoever they didn't interview over there. They didn't interview a lot of big name people over there. I don't even know. I don't watch the shit. Because they censored me. They took my stuff down. Why should I support them? Why should I support them? I'll blow their name up, though. It ain't going to be good, though. But blowing their name up, they might end up like Hassan Campbell. Once I blew his name up, that nigga became the biggest shit on YouTube. It's probably what they wanted. Man, take that nigga shit down. Make him mad. And let him blow our name up. So I'm going to do y'all the favor. I'm going to blow your name up. But I wonder who you five people are, because I see only two people in the chat, and the rest of you up there, Michael Edwards and who else? Khalil Amani, that nigga probably on lunch break listening. Make a video tonight. Israel Doctrine did this and did that, but couldn't get nobody to support. Yeah, Michael Edwards, the answer you too. In this video that I put up earlier of me being over there on Hip Hop Uncensored, you hear me saying the God of Israel name is Israel. Since you want to have his name and want me to show you, I ain't got to show you. I'm going to just show you my conversation. If you think it's a lie, go tell the community I'm lying to them. And I eventually answer. I show them that the name Israel is the name of God. Test me if you want to. I told you I got that nigga mad again, but he ain't gonna call in. He ain't gonna jump in because they didn't told him. Michael Lee, Carl alone. Don't blow that nigga up. Don't let that nigga get no momentum because he trying to get some momentum over there. He getting like 100 views, 200 views, 300, damn near 400 views. That nigga don't need to be in 1,000. Don't blow him up. So I don't think Michael going to do much. Come on, y'all want to have some real conversation. I told you I don't give a damn. I sit here and talk to myself. And watch y'all sit up there from 5 to 6, people going in and out. All y'all doing is making the numbers high. It's going to be about 30 views or maybe even more than that once this show over because y'all keep going in and out. I thank you.
See if I can get somebody to call in. I'm telling them to call in to the show, then I'm going to get the number. What is 5 6 3 1 2 3 9 9 9 30 58 83? Now, this dude kind of critical of me. Critical. He's family, but he's kind of critical of me. So we're going to see what he got to say. But let's see if he's scared and won't call in. Let's see if he's scared and won't call in. Got to get somebody to call in. Somebody call in. I feel I had my job done. I done my job today. I reach out to people that I know and see if I can get a call. Somebody thanking me for the birthday wish. Boom. You're welcome. The whole world shaking up. Scared, afraid. I'm going to reach out right quick. I'm on a call. I can't call on Facebook when I'm on a phone call. Damn. But I done damn near been here for an hour. Just talking to myself. Y'all watching me talking to my, y'all crazy. Because if it was me, I wouldn't watch a person like me and don't participate. See, I don't watch Sidnana and don't participate. If he put the phone number out there, I got his personal number, I hit that Negro up. Let me talk. You got all that airtime for nothing, let me talk. I feel that motherfucker up. But he don't want to let me talk. Too much publicity or hurt him. Because if I was her son, Cameron had all these battle rap cats, all these hip-hop cats, all these people listening to me, this shit would have been over with. Because when I was young, I used to be a He-Man fan. I had the power. And I still believe I got the power. But that Negro got the power and had the power. And it's like, what's happening? He got the power. He had the power. Who the hell is that?
Give me a second. Let's see who that is.
One sec. What up, Moa?
I'm crippled.
All right. Let me go get him. Oh, shit. That's what happened with the bars.
Oh, shit.
Oh, give me a sec, y'all. I'm going to cut this off. I got some business to take care of.
sec. Give me a sec. So, I don't know how that dude, somebody that misplaced him or not. I got to look for him for a sec.
God made him down there on the front. So, I got the whole thing up.